I think we're going to be, did Ron put something out at all in his briefing?
Oh, yes, he hit it very hard at reading off the Key Biscayne statement and reiterating the investigation is going to be pursued. The orders were to pursue the investigation to the fullest. So I...
Right, well, that's the way to handle it.
That's right.
After all, we know the gray... Walters is the best one there, as if and when he ever becomes, well, if whenever he does get before the jury, we'll just have it leaked.
That's right.
And he'll say that. When does he go, do we know?
No, we have no idea.
Right.
How this is going to come out,
Okay. Well, you've had quite a busy day.
Well, we've got an action plan that we're working on.
How's did Mazzard, has worked on the other fellows, he's working on the plan with you.
Right. Yes.
You think you got a pretty good plan?
Well, we have to fill it out now. I think I've got the conceptual approach that's going to be very, very good. And it's going to take probably about Wednesday before we have it all ready. It's across the board, action-oriented, with good, strong substance. So designed to get some controversy going, which will be of great interest to the people.
Right.
And that's what we've got to do. We've got to get this thing pushed back.
Controversy on what kind of thing?
We've got to get, for example, this Southeast Asia issue into a point of interest in consciousness of the people. I think wage crisis, the energy issue.
I understand. Oh, yes, sure.
We're going to use John Connolly
and of course there's a
political sense.
On this one itself, it's basically just a question of having to, frankly, do our best to limit the damage and try to get people finally getting on to something else, right?
That's exactly right. And get a whole new set of interest,
right?
National interest going.
Right.
We've got good things to do.
Well, they're going
to
come along, Al, somewhere or other. I'm not I don't think Pollyannish should think.
No, no.
That basically, there does come a time when people decide, good God, let's get on with the business of the country.
That's right. We're almost at the point to move on this. We think when the indictments come,
when do they think they're going to come? What is Bizarre thing?
Well, I've talked to Elliot's guy here today to see if he can really do something to get one or two of them out. It would be all we need.
That's right.
And
basically they got, Magruder for sure and probably Mitchell for sure. But they ought to get the damn things out. And that shows at least that the political process is working.
Yes, yes. And, of course, then we've got to get the damn prosecutor named, the quicker the better.
Elliot has no further suggestions on that, I suppose.
No, and...
Because he's not supposed to give them to us anyway.
No, he's not, but I know how he feels about the Hearn. I've gotten that through the back door.
You didn't like that, huh?
No, unfortunately, Hearn has never had any courtroom experience.
Ah, okay, good, out.
That's a shame, but...
fine, well... You get somebody, really, at this point, it doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference, Al. It's going to be done by the Lord.
I think Arthur Holberg might need to be so bad, believe it or not.
I think he'd be fine.
You see, he's got a great view of the presidency. He's
a
little bit obnoxious and doesn't wear well with the people, which would be good for our point of view.
God, I hadn't even thought of him. I think he'd be excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I think he's on that list that he has.
Right. Good.
But I'm going to find out the list. I didn't want to ask him directly, but I'm getting it. I'm getting it.
You got any further thoughts on the Walters thing? Anything further on that?
No, but except that we reviewed it entirely, and there's absolutely no question about keeping these things where they are.
I understand that.
And if
the question is whether that can be done.
Right? It can be done. Hold to it.
Well, I understand we can hold to it, but whether or not Walters has any copies around or something of that sort,
But that...
Bizarre has not been able to check any further on that.
Yes, he has. He checked. He said absolutely not. Unless it was done... and he doesn't know how it could have been done except in collusion with a girl who he brought from Paris and been with him for years. And it's inconceivable.
And he doesn't Wanda and giving Wanda the...
He doesn't recall having, in the process of people reading, that they're having the ability to reproduce it. You know, he was in the presence of the reader all the time.
Like, well, the readers were basically two people.
That's right, Helms and well, three.
But Helms, too. He said, did Helms read it?
Helms, he said, read, I think, first three or four of them.
Because he was
that would be inconceivable. I'll check him, but I cannot believe it because quite evident what he thought of Dean.
But he does now. I wonder if he thought it then, you see.
It's evident from his memcon what he thought. Each one was...
Was that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dean came to see him. The meeting that they had indicated that Dean was to go to the... apparently that was one of the other things. How did Dean ever get over to the... Let's see, Gray was ordered to by Ehrlichman, is that right? And then Gray called back, or how did that all work out? How was it that, you know, you
well, I don't know at what Dean did or how. I know what Walrus did. Walrus went over there.
Yeah.
And Helms had been there the day before this meeting.
Been to the whirlwind.
Had talked to Gray before the meeting here in the White House.
Oh, I see.
The 8th. And then and he referred to it at that meeting. He said, I saw Gray yesterday. I told him we had no involvement. CIA.
Right. Oh, I see.
So then they, at that meeting, told Walrus to go see him, and preferably today. And Walrus went the next day.
I see.
And they had a fairly brief discussion. And Walrus said, I'll go back and verify whether or not there had been any CIA involvement. And he did, and he came back the next day,
yeah.
Gray, and said there has been none, and they had a rather lengthy discussion that day.
I see. The way this came out is that Gray said Walrus came over. Is that what happened in his testimony? Is that how?
Yes. He referred in, I think, in both forms, grand jury and the Senate.
Did he characterize it in any way, or we don't know?
We don't know. Discussion with Gray on July 12th. Last Friday, the president the case could not be covered up, and that it would lead quite high, and he felt that the president should get rid of the people that were involved. Any attempt to involve the FBI or the CIA in this case could only prove a mortal wound. It would achieve nothing, the president then said, then I should get rid of whoever is involved, no matter how high. Gray replied that that was his recommendation. So you see that?
Well,
the way that's written,
well,
that's good.
Well, the way it's written, but if you read the whole thing, where the president says, well, then you should get rid of anybody, no matter what, how high, that's pretty good.
Yes, that's good, but what is really bad in the context of these men comments is that the whole series of them together start out with a...
with a talk, with a meeting in which Walbert was to talk to Gray.
Right, and then you know, it's evident that you talked to Gray separately.
Right.
Therefore, we're aware of the meeting that he was to go over there. Now, it's all right in the context of your concern that the FBI or the CIA may be being dragged into this thing.
That's right. And that it had been reported to me that Walbert was going over to talk to him.
That's right. It's all right in that context. But it's not a good, strong argument in the context of all these Dean repeated efforts to get
Walters
to do something that was clearly wrong.
On the other side, however, Walters constantly does refer to the fact that he had no presidential support.
Type of a
I think, well, I'll tell you, we can't, you can't just borrow trouble all the time, you know. Let's face it, it's, and the line that I think that, getting back to, Helms, as I said, I distinctly remember Helms mentioning to me very briefly at, after an NSC meeting in the Oval Office, where he said the CIA is not involved. So Helms reported to me too.
That's good, and you see, that would be important to get out because it re-emphasizes your concern about CIA involvement.
That's right. And, but the point is that Helms, with regard to MNCONs and so forth, if that ever comes up, he can only say that General Walters is there, or what have you.
Yes. I think Helms is going to, if I were Helms, and I think I know what he would do, he'd say, well, look, I turned this over to Walters.
That's right. He conducted the investigation. CIA was not involved, and I informed the president of that.
That's right.
Well, that's what I want to be sure he understands. He will remember that conversation, I'm sure, very distinctly, where he did tell me, he says the CIA was not involved.
Right, exactly. And
I remember clearly my talk with Gray, where Gray said, in fact, I don't know whether it's in that MNCON, where he said some of your people he thinks are disturbing you or something like that.
That's right, it is in there.
Is that right?
It says that.
And I said, take it as high as. And then I asked him if he talked to Walters. Because they began trying to find what the hell the facts were. And then he said, and then go as high as you, whoever hurts.
No, you see, Walters doesn't have that here, but we're, it was stated, I believe, by Gray.
Oh, I see. Where'd you get that? You mean the grand jury?
Yes, I think we've seen that in the newspaper, that there was reference that your people are disturbing you, or,
that's Gray's statement, that some of my people had were disturbing me.
Right.
Oh, that's another charge. That's right.
But you see, it's in the same conversation. So you have to remember, this is nothing but Walters' recollections at the end of the day. It cannot be complete and totally accurate, and it would be different in its perspective. That's
right.
Gray.
Right.
And so when Walters sits down now and he looks at the whole thing.
And the thing that Gray got out, that was in the Gray, that said when people warned me that people were disturbing me, none of the news stories picked up the fact that I had thanked him or any of that sort, or they just left it that he warned me and that was all.
No, not at all. Like, when you get read down in the stories, each one with a little different twist, you told them to go on with the investigation, or...
Yeah, it does. It does show that I did tell him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see, I know Gray so well, and I know what I told him.
That's right.
And, I told him throughout, I said, Pat, you've got to do your job, you know?
Yes, what we have to get is a better handle on Gray's testimony, and we'll be able to get it.
Whatever it is, I know that Gray wouldn't have deliberately done anything to hurt, because he knows Pat, but first he's loyal to the president, but beyond that, he knows the truth.
That's right.
And Ron and his thing today, did he make it damn clear that, is Ron right there?
Ron. Not here, sir.
Just
walked in.
Yeah. Let me just talk to him.
All right.
Okay, and then, sorry you had such a hard day.
No, sir. We're
going to win this now, you understand?
I'll tell you, we get more enthusiastic the more we got plans like.
The point is, too, that we're going to win it because basically take this whole comedy on this goddamn Gray Walter CIA thing. Al, you were there at the time, for Christ's sakes. I thought the goddamn CIA was in it.
That's right.
You know, I didn't know.
The papers were full of it.
They were all full of it. So I said, well, there's my head, as far as I was concerned. And of course, I would have been delighted if they were, you know, rather than having a political thing. But, and I said, let's find out. But the purpose was not to say, Robert concocted. You see, the other way you could put it is that we were trying to concoct the story Oh, hi, Ron. Did you were able to sort of hit the gray thing a little today? Or?
Yes, we worked on that all day. There's really not.
The only thing, I mean, you know, I don't know what the hell he said and everything, but could possibly have meant to hurt or anything in anything he said. But it is true that he did say, you know what I mean, that he was concerned that some of the people were disturbing me, but it is also true that I said, look, you do your job and take it up and as high up, you know, as is necessary, you know what I mean, or worse to that effect.
Right, that's the line I've been moving. And I covered the news magazines on it. The thing is so diffused and confused, really. I don't think it had much of an impact.
Yeah.
But the line is out. Now, I'll tell you, there's a lot of interest in this commission.
Yeah.
Good. That's moving, too.
Good. But on this one, at least, what I meant is that I just didn't want any impression that Gray had warned me and that I hadn't done anything.
Right. That's the thing. We're knocking down, and we're doing it
And Gray has been, after that, for months, talked about how many thousand things he did. What in the name of God was he doing?
Sure.
I mean, he had an absolutely free hand, as far as I was concerned. I learned later he didn't have as free a hand as Dean.
And it's a natural thing for you to say in the context of that sort, particularly the type of phone call it was. Go, you know, pursue it where it leads.
However high.
That's right.
Which is exactly what I said.
That's right.
Okay, boy. Okay. How's your morale?
Fine, I'll tell you, we're cranking along here. We're going to have some meetings here tomorrow.
All right.
And I feel very good.
Good luck. Well, there'll be more crap hit the fan, but the main thing, as I've said, Al, God damn it, we're just getting a bad rap here. You know, a bad rap in terms of a coincidence of events with a fellow like Dean overstepping himself.
Sure.
And dragging everybody in, including implications of the present for Christ's sakes. I'm trying to find out from the CIA what the Christ they're doing and what the FBI is doing, you know, and so forth. But Dean's motive is apparently entirely different. He must have been trying to figure out how do you get the CIA and, you know, involved here. And,
he's the bad apple.
Hmm?
He's the bad apple, and he's rapidly being shown to be that.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.